Once upon a time, in a faraway land lived a prince. It was now time for the prince to wed, but unfortunately, his princess was nowhere to be found. In order to find his princess, he traveled all around the world. All the princesses in the neighboring kingdoms visited the king's castle to meet the prince. But the prince was having a hard time trying to pick the right one. His father, the king, wanted his son to wed a real princess. After trying for so many years, he lost all hope in finding the right princess. Sad, hopeless, and deep in his thoughts, the prince continued to live his life. The king and queen were indeed very sad at this situation. Another sad night, as he sat there thinking, a big storm began. Lightning was striking and the sound of the thunder was echoing in the castle. The prince was having a hard time trying to sleep as he watched the lightning strike from his window. But on the other hand, he couldn't help but think about his future princess. Amongst all the noise in the castle, one of the servants realized that the door was knocking. She opened the door and noticed a shivering young girl that was drenched from the rain. Amongst the state the poor young girl was in, she still looked very beautiful and elegant, and with great difficulty she spoke.
"Will you take me in, please? I'm all alone. I got lost in the woods."
The servant felt sorry for her, and so she ran and gave the news to the king and queen.
"We cannot refuse to take in a visitor at this hour of the night. Take her in."
The king quickly let the guards know of the situation and ordered them. The guards took the girl in the castle's living room and sat her in front of the fireplace. Seeing the girl's clothes drenched in water, the queen ordered the servants so that they bring some appropriate clothing for the girl. All alone with the girl, the queen asked,
"At this hour and in this weather, may I ask what it is that you're looking for?"
"I'm a princess from a faraway land. My castle has been attacked by my enemies. In order to protect me, mother and father secretly sent me away with two soldiers, but once it was midnight, due to the storm, we lost each other, and here I am. I found your castle. Thank you so much for taking me in."
The queen found it hard to believe, but even so, found it harder to send her away from the castle. The prince was curious to see who this mysterious girl was. He wanted to meet her. At that point, the girl was wearing the dress the queen had given her. Her hair had dried, and she was feeling more like herself now. Now that she looked much more elegant and beautiful, as the prince entered the room, he couldn't believe the beauty and elegance and was mesmerized by her presence. But still, he wanted to know for sure that she was indeed a princess. The queen told the prince that she was going to handle the situation and find out if she was a real princess.
"Is she a real princess? We will find out tonight."
The prince and princess chatted away the whole night. The prince, as fond as he was of this girl, he was trying to get to know her better. The queen got the guest's room ready for the young girl, and she placed a pea under her bed and covered it with 7 mattresses. The young girl slept in this strange bed that was prepared for her that night. The following morning, the queen waited for the young girl to wake up, and when she did, she asked her,
Did you sleep well last night?
I'm very fortunate that you gave me shelter, but I had great difficulty trying to sleep.
Oh, really? I wonder why. May I ask why?
My body is in pain. My back aches. It was as if the whole night I had slept on something really hard.
This is the exact answer the Queen was looking for. She knew that only a princess could feel such discomfort coming through a bed covered in 7 layers of mattresses. She went next to the prince and explained all that happened. Hearing all of this and finally knowing that she was a real princess, the prince couldn't hide his happiness. He told the king that he would like to wed the princess, and so the king accepted his son's offer to marry the princess. The prince asked that the princess stay in his castle for a few more days until the war was over in her kingdom. In fact, he sent out his own troops to help save her country. And soon later, the prince proposed to the princess.
Will you marry me, my princess?
And as soon as he got his answer, they lived happily ever after. That night, the prince put the pea in a glass box and made sure it got exhibited in the best corner of the castle. For many years, the pea got visits from people who believed in real love. The prince and the princess's story went on being told for many, many years.
Brother, the wolfie's going this way. What are we going to do?
Open the door and let me in.
Wish for anything you want.
I wish to go home.
Whoever solves the mystery of my daughter's shoes will get to marry whichever daughter of mine he chooses.
With the donkey's signal, they all started to sing. Hansel and Gretel could not believe their eyes. The kids forgot all about how tired they were and started to run.
And Alice answered bravely,
I don't care about your orders. You are not my queen, and so you can't do anything to me.
Jack started to slide down the beanstalk as fast as he could, and the giant followed.
And so the giant used his magical strength and transformed into a mouse. The Nutcracker and his soldiers pulled out their swords and began to fight Mouse King.
Bagheera, run and jump in the water!
Bagheera ran and jumped straight into the water. Beast's heart was still beating. The Snow Queen shook her wand as fast as light, and out came the curse of ice. Right at that moment, Gerda took out her mirror and held it against the curse. Hitting the mirror, the curse disappeared.
Open, sesame, open!
The big rock suddenly started to move, and the gate to the cave opened.
Rapunzel! Rapunzel! Let your golden hair down! It's your mother, dear!
Rapunzel led her long braided golden hair down through the small window, and with the help of Rapunzel's hair, the witch made it to the top of the tower.
Why are your arms so long, Grandma?
So that I can hug you better.
Why are your teeth so sharp, Grandmother?
So that I can eat you better.
We have to help them.
Mermaid dove in the water right after the ship.
You too will go to the ball at the palace.
Really? But how?
Now it's your turn.
I look like a princess.
The most beautiful princess will grow surrounded with happiness, love and admiration. But on her 16th birthday, just before sunset, she will poke herself with a needle and she will be gone forever.
This was a little match girl, but she could not even sell one box of matches that day.
Matches! Matches! Anyone wants matches?
What is it now?
I want you to kiss me, my princess.
I mean no harm, my
little girl. Open up, please.
My little goat, open the door, it's your mother.
We will not open the door for you. I'm on his feet and not black.
Are you telling the truth?
When Mr. Scrooge opened his eyes, a child ghost appeared. It was the ghost from last year's New Year's Eve.
What's your name, beautiful girl?
My name is Thumbelina.
Heidi did like being here with Clara and all, but she missed the mountains and her grandfather far too much.